AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Campbell, tells the Senate Armed Services Committee that U.S. aircraft attacked a hospital in northern Afghanistan last weekend, killing at least 22 people, despite rigorous procedures designed to avoid such mistakes. Campbell says Afghan forces requested air support on Saturday while engaged in combat with Taliban fighters in the city of Kunduz. He adds,
"To prevent any future incidents of this nature, I've directed the entire force to undergo in-depth training in order to review all of our operational authorities and rules of engagement."
Doctors Without Borders is demanding an independent investigation into the attack. At least 16 people have died in the rain and flooding that hit the Carolinas, 14 of the victims in South Carolina. Columbia seems to be the hardest hit. James Schreier says his neighborhood is pretty much underwater.
This residential section is populated with a lot of different ponds and large lakes. And so, unfortunately, all of them have overfilled the banks. They've wrecked the dams. They've ruined all the bridges.
More flooding expected as the mass of water caused by the record rain is now making its way downriver and streams to the already flooded coast. The Coast Guard continues to search for the crew from a cargo ship that sank at the height of Hurricane Joaquin last week. One body has been spotted in the water. Teams have also found debris in an empty lifeboat. There were 33 people on that ship. Julie Leach is now a former supervisor at a Michigan fiberglass factory. She quit her third shift job after learning she had won $310 million in a Powerball jackpot.
Just unreal. Never thought it would happen. I'm still just in disbelief.
Leach will collect $140 million. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 14. This is AP Radio News. A man who went to a New York hospital with an injured finger was found dead inside a locked hospital bathroom. Julie Walker with more.
Family members of 44-year-old Anthony Lusso say they wonder how he was locked inside a bathroom at Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx for days without anyone noticing. Lusso actually worked there as an operating room technician, but his family says he went to the emergency room Thursday to get an injured finger treated. On Friday, his family reported him missing. Yesterday, they went to the hospital. That's when Lusso was found dead, locked inside a third-floor bathroom. Julie Walker, New York.
Playoff time in baseball. The Yankees host the Houston Astros tonight in the American League wildcard game. The winner will play Kansas City in one of the league's divisional series. The Pirates host the Cubs in the National League wildcard game tomorrow night. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.